Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ. 1. Week 8. Christ as a Feast of Tabernacles and as a Spirit flowing out of the believers as rivers of living water. Monday, related verses. Leviticus 23, verses 39 and 43. Then on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the produce of the land, ye shall keep the feast of Jehovah 7 days. On the first day shall be a complete rest, and on the 8th day shall be a complete rest. Verse 43, so that your descendants may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Jehovah your God. John 7, verse 2. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was near. John 6, verse 4. Now the Passover, the Feast of the Jews, was near. Deuteronomy 16, verses 13 through 15. You shall hold the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days after your ingathering from your threshing floor and your winepress. And you and your son and daughter, and your male servant and female servant, and the Levite, and the sojourner, and the orphan, and the widow who are within your gates shall rejoice in your feast. You shall keep the feast to Jehovah your God for 7 days in the place which Jehovah will choose, for Jehovah your God will bless you and all your produce and all your undertakings. Therefore, you shall be nothing but joyful. Related reading. Leviticus 23 says that God ordained 7 annual feasts for his elect. The first one was the Passover, and the last one was the Feast of Tabernacles. The Passover is the initiation, and the Feast of Tabernacles is the consummation of our enjoyment of Christ. The Passover, the first feast of all the feasts ordained by God for his people, typifies that Christ is the beginning of our enjoyment of him that originates our spiritual life. The entire Christian life should be a feast. The Christian life is a suffering life, but we suffer so that we can feast more. Our suffering helps us to enjoy the Lord. Eventually, our suffering becomes our feasting. This is why Psalm 23, verse 5 says that the Lord has prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Enemies indicates fighting and suffering, but the Lord makes our fighting a feasting and our suffering a table. In this feast of the Passover, the main enjoyments were the Passover lamb with its blood for redeeming and its flesh for fighting and walking, and the unleavened bread, signifying a sinless living. The blood redeemed the children of Israel judicially, and the flesh of the lamb was for God's elect to eat, so that they could be nourished and strengthened to walk out of Egypt organically. Christ today is a lamb with his blood for redemption, and with himself for strengthening and nourishing us, so that we can walk on God's way out of Egypt. At the same time, we also eat Christ as an unleavened bread, signifying that we are living a sinless life. In the enjoyment of Christ, we must eat his flesh and drink his blood so that we may have his eternal life and eat him as a heavenly bread so that we may live forever through his word, which is spirit and life to us. In John 3, we see that Christ as the bridegroom, who is above all things, speaks the words of God to spread God. Following the spreading of God, he gives the Spirit without measure. Then he gives the eternal life. John in his Gospel refers to first the feast of the Passover as the beginning of our enjoyment of Christ for the initiation of God's redemption judicially. Then he also refers to the Feast of Tabernacles, signifying the consummation of God's full salvation organically. After the full harvest of the crops from the good land, the Jewish people observed the Feast of Tabernacles to worship God and enjoy what they had reaped. Actually, their coming together was a real picture of blending. All the people of Israel were required to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year for this blending. The last time was in the fall, after the harvest, to enjoy the produce from the harvest of the good land and the praise to God with adoration, to bless God and speak well of God. God ordained the Feast of Tabernacles so that the children of Israel would remember how their fathers, while wandering in the wilderness, had lived in tents, expecting to enter into the rest of good land. Everyone had a tent, and God had a tabernacle among these tents, so the Feast of Tabernacles was a remembrance of God's story. This points to what the Lord said when He established His table. He told us to eat the bread and drink the wine in remembrance of Him. The Lord's table is a remembrance, just as the Feast of Tabernacle was a remembrance.